are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So it looks like we're doing something right. I guess high school students who drink and drive has actually dropped pretty significantly in the last couple decades. You think we have tougher laws? I think it's because these kids can't afford alcohol. You know, I think, especially over the past few years, it's getting kind of expensive, so they're finding other ways to get high. But they say in 2011, 10.3% of high school students 16 and older reported drinking and driving in the previous 30 days, compared to 22% back in the 90s. Now, I understand that's been 20 years, and we've only had the recession recently. But, I don't know, I think it's also because many of us have known someone who's died. You know, many of us have known someone that's gotten into an accident, and I think it scares the heck out of us. I still think drinking is still pretty prevalent, high school drinking. I mean, look at that kid that was butt-chugging with an enema of wine in his rectum. But, so, I mean, drinking I don't think has gone down. But I think, for the most part, I think, you know, these kids are starting to figure it out. The CDC has credited the nearly 54% decline to stricter laws against drunken driving and restrictions on teen driving privileges, such as limits on the hours teens can legally drive. So the CDC thinks there's good progress. They say, though, despite the decrease, 1 million high school students consumed alcohol before driving last year. That's so ridiculous. They say drinking and driving among teens is a factor, and more than 800 deaths annually. Car crashes remain the leading cause of death among teenagers ages 16 and 19. That really scares a lot of us parents, you know? Like, our kids, they're at the age now where, you know, you got to take them to Boy Scouts, you got to take them to swim, you got to take them back to school, you got to take them to the sleepover, you got to take them to the friend's house, you got to take them to the party. And, you know, so we're kind of schlepping these kids around and driving them around. And, you know, part of you is like, oh, I can't wait till they can drive themselves. But a bigger part of me is like, oh, heck to the no. I do not want my kids driving themselves, and I do not want them driving other kids' cars. I mean, I'd probably rather my kid drive, because I don't think my kids are going to, you know, be as involved with alcohol. I just don't think they like it. Dad never really liked alcohol. I wasn't a big drinker. I just don't see that. So I'd rather they do the driving. But I could see them go, no, Joey's going to drive us, so we're going to go with Joey. And I'm going to be like, Joey better not have any alcohol. I'll be there at the party. I'll go to the party. I don't care. I'll GPS them. I'll use spy cams, whatever I have to do. They say here, for the report, the CDC analyzed risk behavior data collected from thousands of high school students through national surveys from 41 states. In 2011, the percentage of students who reported drinking and driving in the last 30 days ranged as low as 4.6% in Utah to 14.5% in North Dakota. I thought the highest amount of alcohol was Alaska. That's interesting. They say in this report, North Dakota, 14.5% of students. That's huge. That's crazy huge. Utah less. Male students age 18 and older, they say, were the most likely to drink and drive, and 16-year-old female students the least likely. 85% of high school students who reported drinking and driving the prior month had admitted binge drinking. Some of you are like, I don't care what the kids are doing. You better, because they're on the roads. Okay? You're trying to drive home from work. You know, many of these accidents where people get killed, it wasn't the driver that, you know, put them in harm's way. They were just driving, and it was somebody else that was running a red. Okay, remember, many people that die in these car crashes are the innocent ones. They say the CDC said another factor is the decline. Oh, wait a second. 85% of high school students who reported drinking and driving the prior month also admitted binge drinking, meaning five or more drinks during a short time period. The CDC said the decline of teen drinking and driving was that high school students increasingly were driving less, maybe higher gasoline prices, and a showdown in the economy. Okay, that could make some sense. Yeah, oh, gas is ridiculous. I can't stand getting gas. I get so mad. I have to get gas at the end of my workday, because otherwise I am going to be so mad, and I'm going to be so grumpy. I'm going to be running around going, I can't believe it just spent $60. Blah, 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 blah. I worked hard. Yeah, Obamacare. I blame everything on Obamacare. When I get mad, I blame Obamacare. All right, so we got the debate tonight. All right, so we got the debate 6 p.m. Pacific, I believe, 8 p.m. Eastern, because it's going to go for 90 minutes. And, yeah, I know that doesn't add up because Pacific and Eastern, but I think Eastern is going to play it. I mean, maybe we have a delay. I don't know how that's going to work, but they're saying 8 p.m. Eastern. But double check, of course, your, local programming schedule. From what I understand, it's going to be the economy, healthcare, and role of the government. So this should be a win for Romney. This should be a slam dunk. But I've been getting skeptical. You know, one thing we were discussing, you know, in the previous hour is how, you know, with all these voter ID laws being overturned, you know, by these quote-unquote Democratic judges, I'm just kind of a little nervous about how things are going to come election day. You know, I mean, if we have people that get to vote without showing proper ID, there's room for fraud. You know, I mean, I think this would, you know, until all the legal issues that have been happening over the last few months, I thought this was Romney's election to win. You rarely see an incumbent president where people are not well off, not doing better than when he entered office. Okay, you know, you rarely see an incumbent president win an election like this. Usually, incumbent presidents will win re-election when times are good. So when times are bad, and they don't seem to be getting better with some of the ridiculous legislation, you know, it's his election to lose. Now, that being said, once you start throwing in, well, if you don't have time to get an ID, no big deal, we'll still let you vote. Now we're looking at a situation where we can't predict. I have no idea what's going to happen. And how are they going to oversee in these states where voter ID laws are thrown out? How are they going to oversee and prevent against fraud? I mean, when I go to the voting booth, I have to show my ID. Who are you? I'm Dahlia Wax. Let me see your ID. Here's my ID. All right, fine. You go to this booth, you check in, et cetera, and you do your thing. But I mean, I've just always had to show my ID. So with that lack therein of needing that to vote, there could be a lot of room for error, fraud, duplication, I don't know. And if the Republicans can't figure that out in time, which obviously they can't, how do you even, you know, even start sifting through all that? I don't know how Romney would be able to win. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dial. So we have an illegal immigrant who is trying to apply for a law license. He wants to practice law in the United States, and he's still not legal. And a Florida court is hearing arguments on that. Florida Supreme Court heard oral arguments yesterday on whether an illegal immigrant can be granted a law license. This comes from Fox News. It sounds like many of the justices are a little skeptical about, this, but I guess the case was brought before the court by the state's Board of Bar Examiners, which has asked the court for an opinion on whether to grant a license to Jose Godinez Samperio. Godinez Samperio came from Mexico to the United States as a child with his parents. He had a tourist visa that has long since expired. He's arguing that he should be granted a law license under President Obama's directive this summer that suspends deportation for young illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. under similar circumstances. The directive also grants successful applicants a temporary work permit, but does not provide a path to citizenship. We talked about this, right? Many times, President Obama not enforcing the deportation of illegal immigrants, giving them a work permit, and from what I understand in California, driver's licenses. They even get driver's licenses now. Okay? Piece of cake. I didn't realize we were so plentiful we had all these extra jobs. In fact, that we have so many jobs that we need to attract extra workers. I didn't realize we were doing that well. I thought we were still in a recession, and that the jobs report that came out yesterday was, I didn't realize in that short a time everything's all fine and dandy. Anyway, they say here that illegal immigrants have been trying to practice law in New York and California. They say it is one of a few cases across the country. Godinez Samperio's lawyer, Sandy De Alamberte, thinks his client falls squarely under this rule. Jose has complied with every valid rule for admission to the Florida bar. There is no rule in place that blocks his admission right now. Justice Barbara Pariente noted the policy would change if Obama loses in November. The group's Americans for Legal Immigration and Judicial Watch recently said that if Godinez Samperio was granted the license, he still cannot earn a living legally in the United States. You see, this is what happens when government doesn't think this stuff through. You can't promise stuff blanketly and think that, okay, well, there's going to be no consequences. You don't deport an illegal immigrant. What do? And you allow the DREAM Act, etc. What do you do when you have an illegal go through this whole process, you know, slip in through the schooling and the college and the less tuition and the lack of deportation and the driver's license and whatever, and now they graduate and they want to work in the United States? Okay? What do you do? Well, then we'll just amnesty there as well. We'll just let them all, I mean, then why would anybody go through the immigration process? This is, I mean, wow. Wow. This guy has a law degree and he's going to be able to practice law. And he never, from what I understand, filed for citizenship. And he's been here illegally. I mean, what a gift. Then throw away the whole immigration process, save taxpaying dollars, and I guess just let everybody come here willy-nilly illegally and do it his way. This is what happens when you don't think things through. You know, we're going to want people that want medical license, legal licenses, because they went to school. They went to school just like an American did. I don't know if they paid the same tuition. It doesn't sound like they're paying out-of-state tuition, but they still pay something towards college unless they get scholarships, etc. They graduate. They aren't going to go home then. I mean, when are the illegals going to go home? We need to figure out a way to have a legal process, a immigrant process, that people will stick to. When you let people take cuts by coming here illegally and going to the front of the line, there is no incentive for somebody to do this right. The group's Americans for Legal Administration and Judicial Watch said that if Godinez Samperio was granted the license, he could not earn a living legally in the United States. So now we got to make rules to let illegals work in the United States even more than the group that Obama just gave work visas to. And then here's the question: do American citizens want to compete with illegal immigrants for jobs, which has been happening all along? Godinez Samperio would most likely have been granted the law license under the so-called DREAM Act, which stalled in Congress, but would have provided a path to citizenship for young people whose parents either entered the country illegally or stayed on expired documents. Now, again, I understand why people like the DREAM Act. I get that. It's really nice. Okay, honestly, I want to live in a country where we can help all these people, everybody. I would love that. But you can't do that until you're well and fruitful yourself. Last time I looked, we are in some deep poo-poo. Some real deep poo-poo. Financially, fiscally, economically. And I don't think we're in a position to take away from our legal citizens that are here. All right, there's supposed to be an incentive to going down the legal immigration path. This is something we keep talking about. And the more we look at this, there's an incentive to not. Right now, with what we've seen with the DREAM Act and the work visas and the driver's licenses, we are telling people in all over the world to sneak your kids in. Sneak those kids in, because if they're children of immigrants, they'll be able to benefit from illegal immigrants. They'll be able to benefit from everything. So sneak those kids over the border. Well, that's not what we want. We want people to go through the immigration process, because that's what we've spent money and time doing. And because people that are going through the legal process, getting their visas and their green cards and trying for citizenship, it's not fair to them who are trying to do things right to see other people who snuck through get all the goods. And what do you tell your American citizens who are paying taxes why they have to compete with illegal immigrants? Why you wanted extra voters? You wanted to be voted in for another term? That's not going to cut it. Again, I would love to be a country that gives to everybody. I would love that. And I think we should be one day. I think that'd be great. I think offering jobs to illegals, you know, and offering homes and college, I think is wonderful. But how do you do that when we can't even feed our own? I can't tell you how many students, they want to go to an out-of-state college and they can't. They want to get a law degree and they can't. These are our own citizens, our own people that have been paying taxes. They can't. So to see favoritism go to illegal immigrants is really rubbing salt in the wound. And no wonder people are upset. So we'll keep you posted on that. Now, another thing upsetting people is, I guess there's a farmer in Oregon who was eaten by his hogs. Did you guys hear about this? Apparently last week, a family member went to check on Terry Vance Garner because he failed to return from feeding the pigs. And it looks like what they found was his remains, including his dentures, strewn throughout the hog pen. They think the 700-pound pigs knocked him down, or he could have had a heart attack and collapsed. They're right now unsure what the cause of death was, but they do know that the pigs started to eat him. Garner was a Vietnam War veteran, had suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder, and his older brother, Michael, 75, told the Register Guard that his farm, located just outside the town of Bandon, Oregon, near the Pacific Coast, was a lifesaver for him. He raised hogs, sold piglets to local children. He said a hog bit his brother last year after he unintentionally stepped on a piglet. He said he was going to kill it, but when he had asked him about it later, he said he changed his mind. Now, director of Animal and Rangeland Sciences Department at Oregon State University told the Register Guard that domesticated pigs are less aggressive than other feral pigs, but attacks have occurred in the past. Apparently, in 2006, the Telegraph reported that a boar pinned a man against a tractor in England, gnawing at his left arm, back, and legs. You know, we talk about how smart pigs are. I mean, wow, if they could go after a human and eat a human. They say this incident is unusual, but there are risks involved in interacting with any animal, and that hogs are more omnivorous than other farm animals, such as cows. Omnivorous. To be eaten by pigs. That is some crazy stuff. That's why I always say, don't trust animals. Even your little domesticated cat or dog. Like I said, my cat, I love my cat to death, but something spooked the cat, and he ran across my eye and sliced the eyebrow open. Could have blinded me. You know, just that we just don't understand animals enough. Don't trust them. You could have them, but don't trust them. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to find us on Facebook at the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't forget to find us on Twitter. All right, so I guess a U.S. Army vet is suing the federal government for $10 million because a nurse caused him to have a quote-unquote frostbitten penis that had to be amputated. All right, this is important, though. Okay, you have to listen to this. This is true. Apparently, a nurse repeatedly put ice packs on his penis after surgery. And Michael Nash has sued the federal government and U.S. District Courts in Kentucky yesterday for what he calls medical malpractice. 61-year-old Michael Nash went to the VA hospital in Lexington in 2010 for a penile implant and circumcision. His attorneys say a nurse packed his groin in ice for 19 hours afterwards, and 5 inches of his penis later had to be amputated. Now, remember, we were talking about penis sizes, and we were talking about I think the average in America was 5.1, and Congo was 7.1, and North Korea, South Korea was 3.8. So 5 inches, we're talking about probably the whole thing. They said the ice basically caused frostbite on his penis, which eventually caused gangrene. They say in addition to robbing him of his manhood, they robbed him of the simple ability to urinate, just like every other person who lives in this world. I don't know why they would, for 19 hours, use ice. That makes no sense to me. Apparently, he is going to require reconstructive surgery that will allow him to urinate. Messages left at the VA hospital was not immediately returned. From what we understand, the Department of Veteran Affairs in July rejected a civil claim from Nash, saying it is our opinion that there was no negligence on the part of the Department of Veterans Affairs or any of its employees in connection with the claim lost. Therefore, your claim is denied. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm going to try to keep this as clean as I can. You're talking about sizes of men parts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I lived through it. Women is always talking about men looking at their breasts, how large they are. Well, women are just about as bad when you're well endowed as a man because they look the other way, too. I'm glad to get old so they don't look anymore. So, but in my younger years, I was faced with the same thing a woman was faced with men look at their breasts.
Well, I mean, you know, look, everybody looks, okay? I mean, that's what I mean, the whole purpose of a female species and a male species in the animal kingdom is for people to look and be attracted, et cetera. Women aren't really, I'm sure some women will look down at the pants and check out the groin, et cetera, but you can't see that much in men's pants. You know, when I flirted with a guy or I was trying to check him out, I would always look at his face, his shoulders. You know, shoulders, the broadness of the shoulders is something that really affects the female psyche, you know, and sexual psyche. You know, like, oh, you know, broad shoulders, et cetera, the height. But looking down at his pants, because remember, you know, tight jeans is a fad. So not everybody wears tight jeans. Many men wear loose pants and cargo pants, et cetera. So you really can't see that much. Women, on the other hand, very difficult to hide breasts. You know, yes, there's ways to enhance. But for those of us who are a little bit more big-breasted, all right, very hard to cover them up. You know, I wear a lot of my husband's shirts. Transgender. No, I'm not transgender. I wear a lot of my husband's shirts because they're loose. I feel less busty in them. I mean, I love his, like, flannel, you know, plaid flannel shirts, like, wintertime. I love those, you know, that I could wear with, you know, my scrub pants or with pajama bottoms. I'm just comfortable. But I like bigger clothes because they hide more. But I know some guys, they are looked on as eye candy. And, you know, women can be just as bad with the ogling as men are stereotypically accused of doing. So you got a point there. That's cute. That's cute. You sound handsome as ever, though, okay? So don't be saying you don't got it, being older. I think older men definitely got it. So going back to this case where we have an Army vet in Louisville, Kentucky, who was suing the government for $10 million because a nurse, during his penile implant and circumcision procedure, put ice on him for 19 hours. I mean, again, we don't hear both sides of the story, but that to me is a malpractice case. I mean, it sounds like some sort of, you know, negligence. You don't apply ice for 19 hours. Now, was there issues where he kept bleeding? So they tried to stop. I mean, I don't know. 19 hours administering ice. Now, keep in mind, we always tell people to administer ice for 2-3 days whenever they hurt themselves orthopedically. We always say apply ice for the first 72 hours. Now, you need to do off and on. Okay? You don't want to apply ice for 72 hours. Okay? You know, consistently. Many times with nose fractures, when you fracture your nose, you need to ice it very judiciously. But there has to be some sort of barrier. You use the ice because it's cold, but you don't want straight ice on there. Now, ice packs have some sort of barrier, but if they don't have, if a penis has dressing on and then if he claims it was frostbite, then whatever barrier they used wasn't good enough. So we're looking at a possible malpractice case with this. We'll definitely keep you posted. But the reason why we're bringing this up is do not bow to somebody else's judgment if you think medically something is not done correctly. You know, if you're like, gosh, can't this frostbite? And, you know, the nurse goes, oh, no, it's fine. Get a second opinion. You're allowed to. Okay, and I don't care if they think you're a trouble patient. If you think something's not right, have the doctor involved and find out. Again, I just can't think of why they would do. Now, true, you do want to, like I say, decrease swelling. Swelling can cause a deterrent to the healing, but there should have been some sort of barrier. Also, a lawsuit we talked about earlier in the show is a woman suing her doctor, her New York City doctor, after she tested positive for HIV. From what we understand, Dr. Pavel Yutsis at LifeX Medical Care in New York violated state law for testing her for HIV. She was having low white count, was in repeated need of having B12 treatments. So he had tested her for HIV and found out she was positive. Now he's getting sued, and from what we understand, was in violation of New York state law. Now, you know, big discussion on this in terms of, does somebody have a right to keep their HIV status private? She didn't want the State Department knowing, she didn't want nurses knowing, etc. But then on the flip side, if you have something that could be a communicable deadly disease, you know, does the medical community have a right to test for it and inform you that you have it so you could take precautions to not spread it? Okay? You know, I have many people that go, I don't want to know if I have HIV. Yet the spouse is like, I'd like to know, you know, where do the rights hold up? And then how does a doctor take care of you without knowing everything there needs to know? That doctor will be sued for malpractice if he's treating you for B12 deficiency when it's HIV the whole time. So, what, you know, so probably what I foresee with this is doctors are saying, to heck with this. If I can't test for HIV and I can't do my job, I can't treat half-assed because I'm going to get sued for that as well. So then, fine. Person refuses an HIV test, they're out of my clinic. And I mean, like I said, this is a much bigger topic to spend on a different day. Where, what rights do you have as a patient, but if we're talking about a communicable disease that can kill, are you allowed to put your head in the sand and still go about your merry way and your merry life just because you don't want to know about it? If you have a condition that looks concerning, is the doctor allowed to test for it? And if the doctor is trying to treat you because you're going to the doctor for treatment, is he allowed to find out what your true diagnosis is, or does he have to treat you for a quote-unquote fake diagnosis because you won't let the real one be found? Now, what is the answer? Don't go away. We've got more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, GibsonsHealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Alaska Cruise. We are going to Alaska next year. It is going to be exquisite. Go to my website for details. Also, don't forget, when you do go to my website, sign in the guest book. I always love to see who's listening, where you listen from, what station you listen from, and what you think of the show. But be nice. Be nice. A lot of airline news. I guess American Airlines pilots are going to resume contract talks with the company this week, hopefully to end a bitter labor dispute that's been going on for a while. But meanwhile, I guess the airlines found more loose seats on planes that could become loose mid-flight. What's the point of wearing a seatbelt if the whole row of seats can, I hate to say it, but whenever I fly on any of these airlines, I just feel like everything is so cheap, cheaply done. Very, you know, the toilet paper is really thin. You know, the seats are so tiny and uncomfortable. The little table thing, you know, everything just seems to be so cut rate, especially for what we're paying. Anyway, American Airlines is expected to complete its inspection of 47 of its 757 jetliners. Their concern is a problem with seats not adequately attached to the floor. So far, American Airlines reports that it's found a total of 6 planes with a problem. All of the jets cleared maintenance checks before takeoff. After inspecting nearly half of its active Boeing 757 fleet, American Airlines now says it knows why seats have been coming loose mid-flight. The company blamed a device known as a saddle clamp, which is used to secure a row of three seats to the floor. It's kind of like that big red saddle clamp, like it saddles over the bottom horizontal bar. David Campbell, Vice President for Safety and Security of American Airlines, says, "We believe we've isolated it down to the attach points and how those attach points ultimately are installed. Don't cut corners, people." I guess the first incident occurred last Wednesday on a flight from Vail, Colorado to Dallas. Mechanics thought they fixed the problem, but it resurfaced Saturday on the same plane flying from Boston to Miami. From audio of the incident, an airline employee can be heard saying the seat is loose and we don't want that thing flying around and hurting the passengers behind them. American says it has not been able to link the issue to one maintenance facility, but the company has ruled out sabotage. Oh, can you imagine? Remember the whole needle thing in the food with one of the airlines, right? You got needles stuck in the food. Can you imagine somebody there going, "I'm going to mess with the saddle clamp"? Could happen. Honestly, these people are crazy. They say the failure has come after both contract and our own internal maintenance. So finding what's causing that failure, whether mechanical or human failure, is what we are trying to do. Okay, meanwhile, they're in the middle of a bankruptcy and a labor dispute and all that. Spirit Airlines is upping your carry-on fees if you check it in at the airline. Now, many of us used to enjoy just taking one or two suitcases, right? And then you take a carry-on and then your purse. Well, because of fuel and everybody cutting corners in this recession, we're seeing many airlines charge for your carry-on piece. You could take a purse, but your carry-on luggage is charged. Now, Spirit Airlines, I believe, used to charge anywhere from $5 to $30 online. It would be cheaper from what I understand, but if you forget or you don't realize that the airline you're taking has these extra fees, starting November 6th, if you come on there with a carry-on, they're going to charge $100 per carry-on. So if you're traveling to grandma's house and you have a couple kids, there's four of you, each who forgot that your carry-on is going to be charged extra, $100 at the gate, $400 extra for you to get on that flight. So my recommendation, because I was taking Allegiant Air to Bozeman, Montana. The flight was really nice. The staff was nice. But what threw us for a loop is when we were leaving, okay, when we were going to Bozeman, everything was fine. When we were leaving, they said, "Oh, you know, your suitcase is over the limit." I go, "No, it's not. We're under 50 pounds. They go, "Nope, it's changed to 40 pounds. I go, "40-pound suitcase? When did that happen?" They said, "It's on the website." Now, I had bought my tickets a couple months prior, and no, there was nothing on the website. Now, luckily, they still let people go through. They said, "We're going to, I guess, start enforcing it August 1st or something." But many of us, we don't realize all these little extra fees that keep popping up. Now, from what I understand, the airline companies are supposed to be pretty bold about it. I mean, it's supposed to smack you in the face. But from what we understand, people are getting the surprise when they're at the ticket counter. And with Thanksgiving coming up, you guys do not want any surprises, especially since many of us are scraping money together to even do a Thanksgiving trip. So we got to skip it this year. With the recession, we can't do it. Also, I'm going to be at a conference 1 week prior. We're going to go to New Orleans. So I'm using whatever money I have for that. So it's just, you know, keep in mind that, there are surprises that could linger before your flight. Go to the website and figure it out. And if it looks like you can't take a carry-on and you got to check it in, do it. JetBlue made headlines today. Apparently, JetBlue has offered about 1,000 tickets for those of us that want to leave the country, depending on who wins the election. Whether Obama wins the election or Mitt Romney wins the election, JetBlue is offering a ticket to get out of Dodge, whether it be the Caribbean, etc. It's this promotion they're doing. It looks kind of cute. You can check it out. We'll see. I know. All right, HPV vaccines. Many of my parents are a little concerned about giving their kids three shots for Gardasil, whether it's boy or female, to prevent against cervical cancer. A new study coming out on the HPV vaccine says, hey, it's safe. The Gardasil is safe, but it can increase a young woman's risk of fainting and skin infections later. The study appears in the Journal of Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine, says fainting is 6 times more likely to occur the day the shot is given, and skin infections are nearly twice as likely to occur within 2 weeks of the vaccination. They say these side effects are expected. No new safety concerns. I don't like things making you dizzy. You know, what is it? Is it a blood pressure issue? Is it a hypoglycemic reaction? I don't know. But, you know, from what we do know, you know, overall this vaccine is safe. But you got to give your kids three of them for it to do what it needs to do. If you have any questions, definitely talk to your make sure you talk to your medical provider. All right. Okay. So we're getting ready for the I guess the debate now. I'm speaking to you. My show is live, by the way. My show is live 9 to noon. I know Talk Superstation listens to us live. We have a new affiliate in New Jersey tuning in. Love you guys tuning in. We got a lot of affiliates. Some of you can listen to us live. Some of you can't. Keep in mind, if you can't listen to us live and you're listening to a podcast right now, you can always call in from 9 to noon Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern time. You call in with your medical question. If, however, we're not live, not a big deal. You can still call in when we're not live, and we'll play your call on air the next day. Let us know if you don't want the call played on air. The only thing is unfortunately, we don't have the ability to call everybody back. So if you want a private answer to your question, email us. You can email us at drdahliah@hotmail.com. Doctor spelled out, Dahlia, D-A-L-I-A-H. @hotmail.com, or you can go to our website at drdahlia.com. Just find Dr. Dahlia, Google Dr. Dahlia, it'll hook you up to our website, and you can email us there. Those are private, and I do not have to read them on air. If you want me to read them on air, tell us, but make it short and sweet. You know, sometimes the longer ones we can't read on air. Nah, I'll summarize the gist of it, and hopefully we can. But, you know, our job is to make sure we get your medical questions answered, whether it's about your heart, whether it's about women's health, men's health, whether it's about a bill you got, whether it's on how to approach your doctor with something, it's a, if it's about an issue with Obamacare or politics or whatever, that's our job. Hurricane preparedness, et cetera. I guess winter storm warning is going to be coming. We're starting to see more winter storm warnings. We want you guys to make sure you keep yourself abreast of those types of things. Any questions you have, run it by us. Finally, in Colorado, I guess we see dogs on the rise getting high on marijuana. Apparently, dogs are going into their owner's stash of medical marijuana, their cookies, their brownies, etc., getting high. Veterinarians are seeing a quadruple increase in dogs getting sick by marijuana. It's not killing them, but it's making them pretty sick. Make sure you hide your stash. If you do have medical marijuana, the last thing you want is your supply lessening because of the dog. You don't want your dog getting sick. All right, guys, great show. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled D-U-R-A-C-O-A-T.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.